Of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The one thing I hoped that teams like the Jaguars and the Texans paid attention to in this game, though, was you have a 4th-and-1 against the Patriots. You got to go for it.
The other thing, Bill Belichick got out-coached yesterday.
That Philadelphia game plan looked a lot like the Kansas City game plan at the beginning of the year.
And it was surprising to me that they came out with such a pass-heavy plan. I think that may have caught the Patriots off guard a little bit. I thought the Eagles had a really good game plan. I thought they executed it well, and they're a deserving champion. Deshaun Watson resumed running. That's real good news. Now, you're still nowhere near ready to play football, but it's definitely a positive sign.
I'm not too worried about him coming back healthy. I'm just worried about keeping him healthy behind that offensive line.
They can probably replace two guys. You're still not going to be a good offensive line.
The key's not just going out and signing people. The key is signing the right people. If the Patriots decide to move on from Nate Solder, that's a guy you better be on the phone with. Hell, Malcolm Butler is another guy I'd be talking to as well.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are out here at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy, the new store. As a matter of fact, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. Punch that into your GPS and come on out here and check it out if you're in the Katy area. And if you're on SportsMap 94.1 listening to us, come on out here. We got stuff to give away. We got all kinds of cool stuff. There's candy here if you want candy. There's T-shirts. There's koozies. We'll give away Drew. If you like Drew, you can have him.
I don't want to pull back the curtain too far, but I found two of our promo people in bed together when I got
here. Well, that everybody's kind of in bed around here. In fact, the reason is there's so many great mattresses here and they're so comfortable. Right. But they were snuggling. Yeah, it was cute.
Somebody let their guard down.
And that's how pregnancy happens.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Congratulations to Parker and Justin.
She'll be out here eating Cheetos for two next month. Or she's going to eat all the candy next month.
And she'll have lime sherbet out here and we'll be like, what's going on here? Congratulations to Parker and Justin Hornfield from Houston, who won tickets to the Tejas Cookers barbecue tent out here. They came out, signed up, and won. Well, they were checking out their mattresses. So, you know what? I think we'll give away Ninja, too.
I can have him, yeah.
Yeah. I think I want to keep Drew and we give away Ninja.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, it works.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN. Lamont had asked earlier, how did Vegas do on the Super Bowl? Vegas got beat up, which the books did.
And is that relative to other Super Bowl? I don't think Vegas lost money.
According to the stories I saw, they did.
Okay, because what I saw was...
One thing, you had the Mad Bomber spreading around $10 million in different places on Eagles' money line, and a whole bunch of... 70% of the money was on the Eagles. So...
Okay, yeah, I didn't see that they'd lost money. Now, it says here... Well, and this is what RJ tweeted 4 hours ago. I guess they still haven't released totals yet. He said, the Super Bowl went about as well as possible for the bettors, and even so, when the official figures are soon released, there's still a good chance that the Nevada bookmakers will profit for the 26th time in 28 years. So, but it's clearly not the big payday that it usually is for Vegas.
Yeah,
they did not get the outcome they wanted.
Well, it's William Hill took a loss of $4.6 million on three massive bets on the Eagles alone.
Ouch.
And then I know MGM lost like 4.5 from on the $3 million that the guy bet money line.
Wow.
So, yeah, when you add it all up, it may come to close. But you know what? I have no sympathy. If they get their butts beat, good for them.
It'll be okay.
I'm team better. I am not team casino ever. I always want people to win money. And in this case, I'm glad to see the guy beat him up. Again, man, if he really got $10 million down on those guys.
Oh, man.
And he'd started with $400,000 and he's run that up on the World Series. And then he doubles it on the Super Bowl.
That ain't bad.
I think I'd stop now.
I would too. I'd retire.
You're going to have a hard time getting anybody to take $25 million in bets for you.
It ain't going to happen anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are on to that guy.
Yeah. So,
but I'll tell you what, I want to know next time he tries.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, he did bet on Ngannou in the fight.
Well, that's true.
So he isn't perfect, but I don't think he bet. I think it was like a $500,000 bet. It was just his first bet since then. So he did lose that one. But that's always suspicious when you lose the small bet and you win every big bet. I mean, that's
I think that's the move.
Yeah, that's I'm glad you can make sure that you never lose though. This guy's got to be from the future.
He does.
This has got to be this is proof of time travel. It's finally here. A lot of people asking about the Justin Timberlake. I admit I took a nap during halftime. I didn't watch it.
I did not like the Justin Timberlake show. I did not pay any attention to the commercials. I'm the manliest man when it comes to watching the Super Bowl. I don't care about commercials. You asked me what's the best commercial last night.
What was the best commercial last night?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. There were a couple commercials like, what just happened there? But none of them stuck in my head at the end of the night. You know which one stuck in my head? I don't know if it was the best one, but it's one of the ones I remember because they had Tyrion on it. When Tyrion did the commercial, I don't even know what the commercial was for.
I looked up and saw him, but I didn't really pay attention to the commercial. Yeah. I watched the ones in the first half just to see if any of them were any good. They weren't. So I just kind of quit paying attention. And then I took a nap during Timberlake.
Yeah, I thought that the Timberlake show was kind of boring. I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't impressed by it.
Hmm. He's not really my kind of...
And it was so safe. Everybody's so scared of hashtag Me Too. Like... All the dancers even were like dressed in sweatpants, like
no cleavage,
none. And Justin Timberlake, Justin Timberlake, that dude is like grinding up on women on stage. No way, he wasn't even making contact with these ladies. Everybody's scared now. There was, and even the commercials I noticed, no bikini chicks. There was no boob commercials. I mean, everybody's afraid. Nobody's looking for trouble now. They're all terrified.
I never thought Harvey Weinstein would ruin it for all of us.
Well, he ruined it for everybody. Mm. It's a damn shame.
713-780-ESPN. Patrick from Conroy wants to know if Matt Patricia will help the Lions win a playoff game. I like that he's keeping Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, just because we all like saying Jim Bob Cooter.
Well, then Jim Bob Cooter has been really good with Matt Stafford. I mean, it's defensively the Lions have been poor, and if you watch last night's game, you're going, well, how's Matt Patricia going to make it any better? It's not exactly the walk-off home run that you're hoping for when you're leaving to a new job. But
and let's not forget what the Jaguars did to them in the first half two weeks ago. And
yeah, I'm sure Lions fans they know this. They knew this was coming. I mean, Lions fan wasn't expecting
almost
success.
Soon as it came out that he was getting the job, he forgot how to coach.
Yeah, this guy's going to be horrible now.
Yeah.
That's pretty Lionsy.
Yep, but I think a lot depends on what he does with his assistants. He's a smart guy. I don't think he's quite your standard Belichick assistant in terms of not being able to do anything outside of the Patriot way, as it were. I think he's got the best chance to succeed of all those guys that have done it. Doesn't mean he will.
Yeah.
And then, thoughts on McDaniels to Indianapolis. Assuming that happens, I think that's a good, safe hire.
I do, too.
And I think if
– I really think whoever gets that job, it doesn't really matter. If Luck's healthy, they can be good. Yeah. If Luck's not healthy, they're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much. Although I would think McDaniels could get more out of Brisket than a lot of guys. Now, does that mean you're anything more than an 8-8 team? That being the case, no. But I do think 8-8 would be an improvement if you didn't have Andrew Luck. So he says, to sum up the commercials last night, Westworld Season 2. I didn't see that commercial.
I didn't even see that commercial.
Yeah, I checked this morning, and a couple people had texted me about it. But I didn't get through on my text because I must have had 50 texts last night. I was just like, I can't do this. Because my phone, yours does the same thing. Buzz, 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 buzz. It's just like, you know, I want to watch some football. But I wasn't all that geeked for Westworld 2, but I'll probably watch it. So, you know, it's I kind of at the end of the first one, I guess it was good, but it wasn't what I wanted it to be.
So. I like that show, but I'm not I guess I haven't even really thought about it since it ended. So
yeah.
I'm not like clamoring
yeah,
like,
oh,
for the
wow,
next season.
Westworld 2 is here. Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. You see DeAndre Hopkins is already working on recruiting Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
Tweeted out.
Hey,
what's up, Mac BZ? We got a place for you in Houston.
Damn right you do.
Yeah. Well, jump on that now.
Yeah, no doubt they've got a place for him. And I would imagine at this point you're not talking about any draft picks or anything that would have to come along with him. It's just a salary. I think that.
Yeah, because he's a free agent.
Yeah, I think that's the – I mean, because there was talk about the Texans trading for him earlier in this year, wasn't there? And it was
yeah.
– they didn't have any draft picks to trade, so yeah. It couldn't work out. Now you can just get him for money. That's the way to go.
Yeah, and obviously I think there's going to be a lot of interest in him. I think he's going to be
a
12, 13 million a year guy. But you cut Jonathan Joseph, you got money to do that.
Yeah.
So –
But, I mean, we talked about this earlier in the show. The Texans have a lot of holes to fill. And signing high-priced guys, you know, in one or two of them may not be the most sound strategy. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how to do it. I don't know if you sign a bunch of mid-tier guys and try to fill all the holes or sign a couple high-priced guys and then just leave the rest of it as it is.
I think you're going to have to spend money in the secondary, and I think you're going to have to spend significant money on at least one offensive lineman and then try to do the rest at a reasonable rate. But you're going to have money to spend. That's the good news. And you can clear a lot more. You punt on Cushing, you punt on Joseph, then I think Derek Newton has to be let go. And you're looking at $20 million extra in cap room right there.
Yeah,
you can sign good players for that.
Travis,
you just got to sign the right ones.
Travis says, I think y'all might want to quantify what y'all mean by Harvey Weinstein ruined it for all of us. Some people might misinterpret. I thought we said it pretty clearly. Like, there were no bikini commercials, no scantily clad backup dancers for Justin Timberlake. And since Harvey Weinstein and the rest of the hashtag MeToo movement, I think we're going to see less of that. And I think I think scantily clad backup dancers will be missed, honestly, by society. So that's what we meant. Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant by the Harvey Weinstein era?
Yeah. So
some of us like bikini girls.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
I think it's a damn shame.
We're going to miss that.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get Yuval's take on that when we come back. It is a blitz.
We miss wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah.
Fred.
Yeah. I'm a fan. It's ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. We are out here at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. And guess who's coming on with us now? The legend himself, Yuval.
Oh. That's not who I thought you were going to say.
Who do you think I was going to say?
I don't know. You said the legend.
Yuval's a legend,
right? I could have been Ron Jeremy. It could have been any number of people. But when you start it with the legend,
as long as it's not Feinstein, who cares?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who's Feinstein?
Weinstein.
Oh, Weinstein.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah. A degenerate. Yeah.
So Yuval's probably put more people in mattresses than any human being on the planet. So that makes him a legend.
That is correct. I am a legend in many, many, many bedrooms.
Well, that is true, including mine.
That's right. In fact, let me give you This is true. I'm the only man that can walk into another man's house, in front of him, look at his wife and say, take me to the bedroom, and walk on in, and he won't say a word.
A lot of dudes do that at my house.
Yeah, they do?
All the time.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's a big problem for me, but what can I do?
Not a thing.
No.
So what did you think of that game last night? I know you watched it.
It was a good game. You know, I have to admit, I wanted New England to win, okay, because I just wanted Brady to have the ability to say that he's won that many Super Bowls. He's 40 years old. He's phenomenal. But it was a phenomenal game. I mean, this game was a game from the beginning to the end, you know? So you can't, for whatever team you rooted, I don't think that you can be disappointed with the game. It was a very good game.
So you just opened the shop out here in Katy, and what went in behind that? You guys have obviously had a lot of success over 4619 Navigation, so now you've brought Texas Mattress Makers to Katy. What are the thought process there?
A year and a half, we've been studying where our customers are coming from, and what we noticed is that customers won't drive west of the Beltway, I-10. And west of the Beltway on I-10, customers just won't drive in downtown. I mean, traffic, it's a hassle. And they're just not going to do it. So we decided to start looking for a location. We found this location, which is a very good one. We're right a block off of I-10 across from Katy Mills. And you know what? I'm happy to tell you that it was a very good thing because we have a lot of customers down here that really enjoy what we do with them as far as fitting them into their beds. And you were joking, but, you know, this is what I love to do. I love to sell people the right bed. You know, it's important for me for you to be comfortable when you go to bed. You are buying a comfort area, and it's a space that you need to be comfortable to rejuvenate your body. We were talking about a second ago about, you know, these phones. Mm-hmm. How much people pay for phones?
Oh, yeah.
$5 to $1,000?
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? But then when it comes to a bed, most of the folks that when they shop a bed, not their fault, because the industry has made it as such that you can get a perfectly good bed for $299. I wish we had a buzzard every time I say something stupid. You know? You cannot buy a good bed if you're an adult for $299. That is a gimmick. Now, do we have a bed for $299? Yes, we do, for a child. That's okay, but not for an adult. So I take that very seriously. When you buy a bed, you're not really buying a bed. Most folks don't understand. You're buying a health product. You're willing to spend an enormous amount of money on healthy food, diets, gyms, whatever it is that you can perceive as being healthy to you and having a healthy lifestyle, and then you go home and you sleep on a 12-year-old mattress that beats the hell out of you all night long.
Or a fold-out couch.
Or a sofa.
Right.
Or a recliner or whatever it is that they sleep on, right? And they never think about it that it's their bed. Well, I got news for you. If you sleep well, you're going to feel better. That's for sure. All right? If you have high blood pressure and you sleep well, you're going to drop your blood pressure. If you have any sort of GI problem, especially acid reflux, if you sleep on the right bed at the right angle, it's going to not eliminate it, but it's going to make it so much easier on you that you won't even know why you haven't done it. And it's going to eliminate a lot of your medication because of the angle that you're sleeping on. If you fit well into a bed, you're just going to be more comfortable and it's going to relax your muscles. So everything that you can possibly think of that you might do for in a 24-hour period that you do the most of besides sleeping is irrelevant to your health with the exception of the time that you go to the gym or when you're eating, I'll say, healthy foods, whatever that may mean to each his own, right? But yet when you come to buy a bed, who cares? And that's why we opened up the business. I care. Everybody that works here cares. And you know what? The customers that we have, and I'm kind of shocked, but I'm happy with high tech now because you get all these reviews. And the reviews that we're getting, It makes you feel good. It's like you guys. You do a good job. You know, people like to listen to you because you're funny. Well, Fred, you're not so funny. You're weird, but, you know.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah,
so I've heard.
Okay.
You know. I'm the smart one. He's the funny one.
That's, okay, that's, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. I'm not going to go any further because he's bigger than you and me, and he can whip my ass. Now, the point I'm trying to make is it makes you feel good when people tell you that you've done a good job, you know, and they're real, and it's true, and it makes you feel good. And the reason that we came out here, because I need you to know, I didn't want to open up a new place because I had a feeling that we're going to lose some of that personal touch that we have. But we have phenomenal people that work with me. And when I say phenomenal, I mean it. They're the best at what they do. They're not here to sell you a mattress. They really aren't. We don't approach in the manner that you have to buy a bed. We approach a manner that you have to do what you want to do, but we want to give you what you need, not what we have, which is a totally different way of doing business. And I think, Fred, that you can attest to that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And you guys, when we first met some time ago, I told you you can't, I don't want you guys to represent us if you don't sleep on the product and you are not honest about it. If you're not honest about it, then I don't want to be involved in it. Everything I do, I try to have the highest of integrity. So you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal, ever, ever. You take care of your customer, that means from A to Z. Not when they walk out the door, but when they are happy. They're happy, we've done our job.
Well, and one thing that I think I told you from the beginning is once the thing I take the most enjoyment out of is when people send me a tweet, said, man, I went on Texas Mattress Makers. You're absolutely right. Duval and Lax and the gang were great. They got me a bed. I had a blast. I didn't think I'd have a blast getting a mattress. And that's, you know. Yeah. My other favorite thing is Drew's over here talking about, I want to buy this bed. And you're like, that bed's not right for you.
It's not. I mean, you know, the guy is tired. He's 6'4". He's got shoulders as wide as a barn, you know, and he's going to lay on a brick. This bed is made right here that he was sitting on to sustain 16,000 pounds. So never in his life he will ever look at his face now. He goes, huh?
Oh, Drew loves big women, though.
You know, yeah. That big?
No, he loves a big woman.
That's three elephants, a giraffe, and a rhinoceros, for God's sake.
Drew doesn't discriminate. He knows everybody needs some.
Look at the dummy. He's shaking his head, yes.
Yeah, he's a green. You know, it's true. It's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you like big women? Okay, this gives you no ride. No ride. This is like being on the floor, okay? So save your money, lay on the floor, for God's sakes. But that's a good point, you know? He would come in and lay on this bed and say, I like this bed. And in every other place, they'll say, hey, Drew, come on, let's write you up. Here, you can't have this bed. If this young man lays on his side, if you look at his body, and he gets this bed, it would be like somebody in about 2 weeks, like somebody took a baseball bat and beat him between his shoulders and his lower back. Only, not because the bed is not good. The bed is very good.
It's just not good for him.
It's going to kill him. Okay? But why are you shaking your head? You don't even know what I'm talking about. Why are you agreeing with me? A minute ago, you wanted to buy this bed. Be quiet, boy. Just sit there. What's wrong with you? Are we still on here?
Yeah.
Oops. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. You know? No, but the point is exactly this, right? And that's what we do. And I don't know of any other place in the city of Houston and in the surrounding area that will actually approach you in that manner. And that was my point. We're here to supply you what you need. And 99.9% of the time, you don't even know what you need. The only thing you know is that you need a mattress. Our job is to make sure that you get the right one. And it's not priced based. Okay? You're not going to pay for the most expensive bed if you need something that is the least expensive bed.
Yeah, and I can vouch for that one, too, because I had a friend that came in about a month ago, and he wanted one of my beds that I have, and you guys put him on one that was a lot less expensive because it was better for him.
That's right.
And it was like, no, I want the same bed you got. And no, just trust them on it, and they'll take care of you, and you did. And, I mean, you could have easily charged them an extra $400 for that mattress, and you didn't. You put them on the right bed.
That comes under the heading of lying and stealing. You lied to him because he didn't know any better. And if you would have taken the $400, you would have stole from him. Yeah. Okay? Inclusive of cheating. So what did you accomplish? You sold the bed, truthfully, yes, but you can't sit there and say, I sold him the best bed for him. And that is not acceptable to me. That's just not the way you do business.
And that's why people are always going to come back, because they know they're going to get treated right here, and they're going to get a great mattress, and they're going to get to do business with people who are going to be straight with them. So that's why I love doing business with you guys, and really appreciate you having us out here. And
plus, they make a damn good bed.
They do. I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact that I got two of them in my place, and when the wife gets pissed at me and sends me downstairs, I sleep just as well.
I'm going to need to do that move, too. My second bed sucks. I need to get in here and find the doghouse bed.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to have. That's my next purchase.
The doghouse bed?
Yeah. When your wife says, you're out of here.
And then that's a doghouse bed?
That's a doghouse bed. That's what I call it.
Somebody told me a long time ago, happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
Is that a true statement?
It is.
Bullshit.
You can't say that on the air.
You can't say that?
You're not allowed to say that, no.
Cannot say that?
No.
Cannot say that?
No.
No.
I didn't say that.
But you're right.
Okay. That is true.
Where's the button?
We don't have a button here.
Yeah.
Jong has a button.
Luckily.
Fortunately.
Okay. Well, you know. Have a Tootsie Roll. I'm sorry.
You know what? That's all right. You made it to the very end of the segment before you had to get dumped. That's a first. Usually it's in the first 20 seconds.
I told you, be nice. Don't ask questions you don't want any answers for.
He did call a giant black man boy about 10 minutes ago.
No, I didn't.
That was a big mistake.
No, I didn't. I called him dummy. I did not call him boy. Look at him, and he's shaking his head. I love you. That's all you need to know is I love you. God, he's going to kick my ass.
Oh, it's happening. Thanks for having us, Yuval.
It's
always a pleasure, man.
Guys, if you're out on this side of town, this is the place to come and get your mattresses. And you know, Yuval's around a lot, man. You get a chance to meet him. And same thing, Lax, great guys. And they'll put you on the right bed. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Get it sportsy again. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. A RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And judging from the text line, Yuval's a big hit. So, and he's over there coaching up Drew now on a bed. And Drew came over here and laid back on this one and said, oh, you're right. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Did we miss the? Did we miss dumping the bull stuff?
No, I dumped it.
Okay. Those people probably heard it on the app. If it's on the app, you didn't get dumped.
Yeah, on the app, there's no dump because technically we can say whatever the hell we want, theoretically. Man, when you talk about your Rockets beating the crap out of the Cavs the other day, what the hell's wrong with the Cavs?
They're a mess. Kevin Love's hurt. It's basically LeBron and Isaiah Thomas, who's a horrible fit for their team, which I said from the beginning, I thought that was such a dumb move. And yeah, there were people saying, oh, you can't have Kyrie Irving there if he's angry. Dude, I'd rather have I'd keep the better player. You can't let guys force your hand into making bad basketball decisions, and trading Kyrie Irving for Isaiah Thomas was a bad basketball decision, and the Cavs, they're suffering for it. I don't know. I mean, it's still hard to say that. I mean, does anybody think the Cavs aren't going to make the playoffs? I don't think anybody thinks they're not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
But at this point, it's hard to look at them and go, yeah, that's a contender. And
could you even see them coming out of the East right now?
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to imagine. But is there anybody in the East that you feel like is, you know, somehow a strong favorite to come out? I mean, I guess people think the Celtics will, but I don't know. I don't feel good about any team in the East making it out.
I was feeling okay about Washington until Wall's
John
injury.
Wall gets hurt. Although they've won four games in a row now.
Yeah.
So maybe they're in okay shape. I don't know. I don't know if I think the Western Conference playoffs are essentially the playoffs. And
yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to beat Golden State. I've been saying that all along. But if anybody can beat Golden State, it's either somebody in the West or it's LeBron pulls together a miracle. And the latter just is seeming less and less likely at this point.
Yeah, it's the way they've been getting blown out recently, yeah. I think, is the thing. Because and they're still 30-21. They're, you know, and I know that the Celtics are kind of running away with the conference, but I'm not really all that. Like them and the Raptors, do you really trust either one of them?
No.
Yeah, and so I could see LeBron getting it together, but you're right. I think if it's, you know, Rockets, Spurs, Timberwolves, maybe, yeah, they're getting better.
The Thunder on the right day, yeah. Although, you know, they've, as I expected, since they lost Andre Roberson, have suddenly forgotten how to play defense, and yeah, they've lost four games in a row. But yeah, there's, you know, I just don't look at that Eastern Conference and feel like there's a threat coming out of that thing.
Yeah, and I'd really, unless the Warriors were to get three guys hurt in game five of their sweep or whoever. So 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. And we have one segment left. I do want to remind you we're out here at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. And if you're out in this area, you want, especially one of our Sports Map 94.1 listeners, this is the place to come get your mattress. And you've always a lot of fun, and he's getting a lot of love from the listeners. So
it's always good.
Next time I'm buying a mattress, I'm buying it from that guy.
Yeah, that's a good guy to buy it from.
Yeah, there's no one better to get it from. I'll be perfectly honest with you, and I will never have a mattress in my home from anywhere else for the rest of my life, which could be a week.
Right.
We'll see.
Do these guys sell caskets?
No, they do not. But I will not sleep.
That's your next bed.
But I will put, maybe I'll put a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers in my casket.
I was going to say, yeah, they can at least line it with something comfortable.
I don't know. I'm thinking more and more about getting cremated.
Oh, that's what I'm going
and
for.
And then just spread my ashes somewhere cool.
Right.
Yeah. But it's kind of sad when you get to that point where you're actually thinking about these things now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can see the icy hand of death. You know, just sort of hanging around out there.
It's there.
It's coming.
It's tapping your shoulder, bro.
I am definitely on the back nine. There's no question. Yeah. Even if I pull things together and have a nice finish here, I'm still on the back nine. There's no way around it. There's no way I'm making it to 100 and something. So, yeah. And you have to enjoy what's left of your game. Hope you don't knock one into the water. Yeah, the other I don't think we're going to have time to get to it today because I just realized that you need to tell the people about
because people there might not be aware of Pajamagram, and I got to tell you about them. There's a brand new pajama. Did you know there's pajama technology? There is. It's a real thing, and Pajamagram's leading the field when it comes to pajamagram pajama technology. It's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram's, found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. These are the softest, most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. I want you to think of the softest thing you can think of. These are softer. Addictively soft. Go to pajamagram.com, get the blissful comfort you know she deserves. It's a higher level of soft, softer than her sweetest dreams. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch, and it's going to make her happy. And when she's happy, you're happy. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, no need to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Aubrey, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. I mean, what's always going on? And isn't it true in the sports world, you're enjoying seeing the best, the cream rise to the top, the culmination of a hard work, hard season, then a title is handed out. You know, there is a victor. There is a number one. And I'm telling you, friends, when you dial 281 Dirt Free, you're going to get the champions, the guaranteed number one process. I remember back when, as we were developing, going to Dalton, Georgia, and Mohawk Laboratories, going to these carpet manufacturers and understanding what drives the industry as far as the manufacturers go crazy. It's that nasty, sticky soap residue. Friends, pick up the phone, dial 281 Dirt Free. No soaps, no chemical residues, no tap water. A giant machine running off the truck's diesel engine stays out the driveway. All we do is bring a hose in, carpet tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, wool rugs. This is the finest system to make your home look Super Bowl champion clean. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373, or simply go to dirtfreecarpets.com. Let us start in the worst area. If you don't love what you see, you don't pay. So now it's time to dial. You get a free room and a free speed dry. So two freebies, free room of car cleaning, $100 free speed dry with any purchase. The first 15 callers, 281-DirtFree, DirtFreeCarpets.com.
All right, that's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. And Yuval's holding court now. Everybody loves Yuval. All right, if you get a chance, come check out the new store if you're out this way. If not, you can always go back to 4619 Navigation, and you're going to get the best possible deal. Also want to mention, check out SportsMap. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And,
always, I wrote today on SportsMap.
Yeah, AJ wrote to his college basketball report. And also I think a couple of people emailed me with there were a couple typos in some of the stories, which happens. I mean, we're posting 8, 9, 10 stories a day, so... occasionally things fall through the cracks, so thanks for emailing me and letting me know, because that's the beauty of this. I can fix it in 2 seconds. All right, let's do the dumbass report.
All right, let's start in Florida, where a Daytona Beach couple was arrested this weekend after the husband asked his wife to conceal a plastic baggie filled with drugs in a body part that she had that he didn't have. He said, you know what? If I had a vagina, I would hide the drugs in it, but sure. I don't. So I need you to hide my cocaine in your vagina. She said, okay. And as deputies ran their driver's license, wrote up a traffic warning because they crossed a solid yellow line marker several times. Another officer with a narcotics canine arrived on the scene. Deputies put the couple in the back of a patrol car after the canine got a hit on their car. And police said they did not find illegal drugs or contraband in the car. One of the deputies listened to a recording from the back of the patrol car and heard the couple discussing a concealed object.
Are you sure the dog just wasn't crotch sniffing?
No. The report says Stephen was heard on the recording requesting Jamie to conceal the object or substance in her body cavity. Mm. Deputies confronted the couple about the recording, and Jamie retrieved a clear plastic baggie with a white chalky-like substance from her genitals area. Deputy said the substance resulted in a presumptive positive reaction for the presence of cocaine. They were arrested and charged with trafficking cocaine, of course, Florida.
Right.
And, you know, we've heard this before. Didn't somebody leave their playbook behind before the Super Bowl once?
Yeah. They left it in a hotel room or something,
yeah.
Goofy.
That's bad. What's worse is Department of Homeland Security leaving documents critiquing the response to a simulated anthrax attack on Super Bowl Sunday.
Left
that behind. Recipients of the draft after action reports were told to keep them locked up after business hours and to shred them prior to discarding. They were admonished not to share their contents with anyone who's lacked an operational need to know. Well, a CNN employee discovered copies of them along with other sensitive DHS material in the seat back pocket of a commercial airplane. The reports were accompanied by the travel itinerary and boarding pass of the government scientist in charge of BioWatch, the DHS program that conducted the anthrax drills in preparation for Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis. Reports were based on exercises designed to evaluate the ability of public health, law enforcement, emergency management officials to engage in a coordinated response or a biological attack to be carried out on the Super Bowl.
This is just wrong for so many reasons. Yeah. Homeland Security, that's your name.
Not wise, guys.
Not leave it out for the people to see it.
And finally, a 60-year-old woman injured her boyfriend by throwing a piece of furniture at him during an argument over who would win the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Cheryl Merrill.
Oh, that explains it right there.
Womp, womp. Was arrested after the incident, which happened at 7 p.m. Sunday, just after kickoff. Merrill became enraged during the argument and threw a wooden shelf at her boyfriend of 5 years. Merrill was described by deputies as extremely intoxicated.
Shocker.
He had a swollen hand but refused medical treatment. Because of his hand injury, he was unable to sign an affidavit. She apparently disobeyed orders to remain in the cul-de-sac while deputies investigated the incident. She got into her car and started the engine and was forcibly removed from the car in order that she couldn't drive away. She's charged with aggravated battery and is in the St. Johns County Jail on $6,000 bond. No word in the story on who she thought would win. Because if she was Eagles fan, at the end of the day, she was right.
Yeah, but I bet
this guy deserved what he got.
I think Eagles fan more likely to do this than...
More likely to throw the shelf?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Yvonne and the gang for having us out here. Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. Come check this one out if you're closer to town. You go to 4619 Navigation. Ninja did a good job keeping us on air. I want to thank Yvonne for joining us. I want to thank Lance Erline for joining us. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Great job, Jong Lee. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.